Happy Popular Outcast production.
We're going on vacation. We're going on vacation.
Yeah, we are. yes and no.
Not really.
Welcome to episode, I believe this is 10,
woo-hoo,
of the Girls on Girls podcast. Today we're going to talk about vacations, places we've been, maybe places we'd like to go, places we never want to go again. I don't think we introduced ourselves last episode, which, oops, our bad, whatever. But, I mean, honestly, who comes into episode 9 and starts listening to a podcast, so you know who we fucking are.
Right.
Seriously.
But in case you don't, I'm Aislinn.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Lauren.
And we are the Girls on Girls. And before we get started about talking about vacations, we'd like to talk to you about something that's very near and dear to our hearts. And it is shopping on the internet.
We like to shop.
Who doesn't?
Especially on the internet.
Especially on Amazon.com.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't shop on Amazon? And let me tell you what. If you like this podcast and you like to shop on Amazon, why don't you hop on over to our website? Because we have a little purple banner there. And if you clear your cookies and you click on that and you do your shopping like normal, we get a couple cents off of every dollar you spend. And by we, I mean Popular Outcast Network, not specifically us. We don't actually get physical money from you.
Right.
But you could send us money if you wanted. I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
I'll put it on my address if you're willing to send me money.
Yeah, seriously.
Private message me. I'll let you know.
It doesn't cost you a single cent. It's, you know, your regular discounted Amazon shopping day. But Amazon, they were kind enough, because we're referring you to them, they're giving us a little money. So, help a network out.
Be a pal.
Seriously. So, yeah.
Who has had the best vacation?
Best vacation.
Where all have you been? Ashley, start.
Yeah.
Everywhere you've ever been to.
Everywhere. The most fun one when I was a little kid, we went to SeaWorld once.
Yes. Which one?
It was awesome. Ohio.
Oh my god, me too!
It was so much fun!
It's not there anymore!
Oh!
Really?
Yeah, it was, like, I think, like, 2001, like, Six Flags bought it.
Oh.
And, like, tore out the ocean side of the park, like, Shamu and all that shit got shipped off to other SeaWorlds.
Oh.
And then, like, Six Flags went under, and, like, the Cedar Point / Ohio, like, state parks bought it, and it's, like, some kind of, I think it's still, like, an amusement park, I'm not sure. But yeah, SeaWorld Ohio, non-existent.
I went to Florida SeaWorld when I was a kid.
Well, I've never been as far as, like, Florida.
Yeah, me either.
The farthest I've been was Massachusetts.
That's the farthest away from Pennsylvania you've ever been?
Mm-hmm.
Furthest north I've been was Boston. I went there
for
East 2 years ago.
Yeah, I've further south than Virginia or Maryland.
Me too!
And I've never been further west than Ohio.
Me too!
You know, this is so weird. Like, I feel like I've never been anywhere, but I've actually been like...
Oh, yeah. No, I've been like nowhere.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I thought I would be, like, the least traveled person.
No, I've never been on a plane. I have no intention of ever getting on a plane.
I have to at some point.
I mean, point, I'm sure I'm going to have to, and I'm going to have to suck it up.
My best friend is in Australia. Like, I have to go there at some point.
Oh, my God, I would love to go to Australia.
Oh, my God, seriously. She offered to sponsor Jeff and I if we ever want citizenship.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, seriously.
So, just found out something interesting about Australia today. They eat kangaroo.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
And kangaroos are actually, like, a pest to them.
They're,
like, giant fucking rats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, roo burgers are a very common thing. You can get them in most restaurants.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I was just like, you eat them?
Yeah. People around here, it's like Lauren said, it's like deer.
Deer. Yeah, they're everywhere.
I don't eat venison either.
But
it's so good.
I don't like it, actually.
It's so good.
I'm not a fan of it.
Oh, I should not.
You haven't had it done right then.
But yeah, further south I've ever been is like northern Virginia. Chincoteague / Assateague. That's the furthest south I've been.
I went to a zoo there, but I couldn't tell you what zoo it was. I think that was the furthest. But,
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Been to a couple zoos.
Growing up poor, we didn't do a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Although we did get to go to SeaWorld, and we didn't get to go to the Crayola factory.
Oh, nice.
And we got to go to Sesame Place.
Okay. Which is that like, near the Crayola factory?
Yeah.
That's that's in PA somewhere,
I think,
right?
It's still or in PA, Maryland
or something. Yeah, it's like, I think it's between like Allentown and Philadelphia is Sesame
Normally
Place.
We would go somewhere when we were younger when there was an amusement park, such as, you know, Knoebels. And we'd go for a day.
Yeah. Because Knoebels is free unless you want to ride something.
And my dad's company or whatever that he normally worked for would give you free tickets.
Seriously. Cool. My dad, he was a welder by trade for a number of years. And every year, like, the company picnic was at Knoebels. Mm-hmm. And, like, every member of the family got a $10 book of tickets. Mm-hmm. And they were the white and brown kind.
Yeah.
That were good for rides and food.
And last forever.
Yeah.
Their tickets don't expire.
Yeah.
No.
So we would keep
ride
them.
Prices go up, though.
Yeah, yeah. But we would keep them year after year.
It's like $1.50 to ride the haunted house now.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so, we would keep the tickets from like year to year. And my mom would just have a bunch of them in like this container in her drawer or whatever.
I've still got a bunch of like the Playland tickets. I need to fucking cash those in.
Yeah.
Get myself a sweet like
plastic ring.
Yeah.
Decoder ring.
I'm saving up for that fucking Velvet Elvis though, man.
Oh, seriously.
I don't know if they still have that. They probably don't.
Probably not anymore. It's probably still there. It's
that,
collecting
like,
dust.
That, like, 6 foot tall pink elephant or whatever the fuck.
It's collecting dust in the corner. They just nobody ever got it.
I kind of want to go to Disney World again. I know my parents took us when we were kids, my brother and I, but I think the last time I was down in Florida was, I was in, like, sixth grade.
Yeah.
So I don't remember anything from Disney or anything. And I know it's all completely different. Yeah. I remember going to Epcot Center and I loved it, but I was a freaking kid, and I would love to go back now. Maybe not so much Disney, because I don't really...
Do, like, Epcot and Universal.
Right. That's what I really want to do. And I want to go to the Harry Potter
place. Oh, my God.
Because,
seriously.
Holy shit, dude. I will, like, die. I want a butter beer. Really bad.
Yeah. We'd like to take Morgan before we, knock on wood, move off the East Coast for good.
Yeah.
Because it will fucking happen. I will get out of this goddamn town.
I think I've basically, when I was younger, I used to talk myself into just, you don't want to go to Disney World anyway. That's stupid. Because I knew it would never happen when I was younger. And I was just like, I talked myself into like, nope, nah. It's
most of the traveling that I've
done.
But
now I'm like, that sounds really cool.
Yeah. Maybe, like I said, not so much Disney, but the Epcot and the Universal and all that. Oh my God. I'm gonna
go for like Halloween Horror Days.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That'd be awesome.
They're doing a Walking Dead thing again this year, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And now Disney has Pixar, and they have Star Wars.
Yeah, and a lot of Marvel stuff, too.
And Marvel stuff. So I may be able to talk Bill into a vacation.
Oh, I
can get, like, I know, like, an
off-season. You're not getting him on a plane or anything. You're going to have to drive there.
Oh, really? Bill won't fly?
Bill will not fly.
Really?
If you can get him on a plane, fucking congratulations.
Is it just the phobia that he's had, or is it rooted in something?
It's flying, it's heights, it's high up, and it's a plane.
Yeah, I'm fucking terrified to fly, but
I'm also terrified. But if I could find something that's like, okay.
Would you feel safer in a bigger plane or a smaller one? Would you be scared in a small plane?
I'd probably be scared in a small plane, and actually what I want to kind of do is, before I ever get on a big plane, my cousin has a pilot's license.
Yeah.
So he rents planes every now and then, and he's offered to, like, take me up. Nice. So I think I might go up, like, with him and see how it is.
It's honestly a lot scarier in a little plane, but if you can get past the whole, like, fact that you're in a freaking metal box flying, like, thousands of feet above the ground, like, if you just block that out and think about the whole thing, like, when they say that flying is actually safer than driving a car, you know, like, if you can just think of that.
Mm-hmm. And you actually do have a pretty good chance of walking away from a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
My dad has been a pilot since he started taking lessons, I think, when he was 16. So he's been a pilot for over 40 years, and he's got, I trust him, obviously, completely with my life, and he took me up a couple months ago, and I was scared shitless. But it was, like, the most exhilarating thing, because you're, like, in this tiny little thing. I think that once you did it, you would probably.
How do you feel about roller coasters?
I love roller coasters.
I hate roller coasters.
Fuck roller coasters.
It is the worst feeling in the world.
Okay, then you do not want to go on the Stratosphere at Knoebels because holy fucking shit. Like,
Is that new?
It's new this year. It's just that they take you straight up in the air and then fucking drop you. And I was not prepared for how, up in my throat my stomach actually was.
No,
it
was doing that.
I think I actually screamed. Like, I was like, holy fuck, holy fuck, holy fuck. Like, you felt like you were a million pounds.
Brown sugar?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I had to remember to get it at the grocery store.
Not to interrupt. The highest ride I will get on is that the roundup. They have those at you always see them at state fairs and stuff.
Yep.
Because other than being terrified of heights, the thing I hate the most is that falling sensation scares the shit out of me. You don't get that on the roundup.
No. And you don't really get that you get it on, do you hate roller coaster, that whole whoops feeling in your stomach that you just can't, you hate that at all?
And the anticipation. Yeah.
Don't go anywhere near the Stratosphere because it's being on a roller coaster times a billion.
I do want to try that indoor one that they built last year.
Oh, it's where the Eagle Black Habitat Diamond
used to be. Yeah.
It's really lame.
Yeah.
It's not anything. It's haunted house.
I'd be okay with
exactly.
That. Yeah. I like the what's the one that spins in a circle and plays really loud music inside?
Cosmotron.
Yeah. I like the Cosmotron.
Yeah, I like those too.
I like the old Cosmotron before they put in like the crazy seats.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
I hate where you're shoved into people and that's so bad.
You gotta be like best friends with the person you're riding with or it gets real awkward.
Three people in a car, everyone squishes the person to the outside. I love that.
the first and only time that I had been on a roller coaster, or not the only time, because I had gone since then, I'd been able to get myself back on one, or people have talked me into it.
Yeah.
But the first time I went on the Phoenix with my dad, which is it's my dad.
Yeah.
Dad would never lie to you.
He had to hold me down because if you've ever been on the Phoenix at Knoebels, you fly out of the seat.
Yes, it's awesome.
And I would have actually flown out of the seat.
No, you wouldn't. You say that you think you would, but you...
It felt like I was going to die. It definitely does.
I feel like I'm standing... I'm up out of my seat the entire time I ride the Phoenix because I always sit in the back and you get the most air, up out of your seat.
Yeah, we went in the middle.
I rode with my mom just the other day.
But I was 14 and my dad had to carry me off of the coaster because I was crying and physically couldn't walk.
Aww. First real roller coaster I was on... which doesn't exist anymore because they're fucking trying to build that bobsled thing, which is still unfinished 10 years later, was the Whirlwind.
The Whirlwind, yeah.
That the one where you were strapped in and went upside down.
They still haven't finished that?
The bobsled? No. They keep running into, weird safety shit. The dummies keep flying out of the carts.
Yeah, and,
Isn't that the trackless one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like a turn-of-the-century style coaster, but they're having a lot of difficulties in it.
They'll get it open eventually, but I
wouldn't want to ride on that. Freaking dummies are flying out of the prototype.
Well, they would never open it until it was safe, though.
Yeah, it's...
I do want to ride it, though. It looks fun.
Halfway into the first loop of the Whirlwind, I either blacked out or passed out or something because I don't remember the rest of it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, my brother and my best friend talked me into it.
That was really fast, too. That one was like a 10-second roller coaster.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, the Whirlwind was very terrifying. I went on that one once and it was...
I used to be able to ride the log flume and I don't know what happened.
I can't go on anything like that. And the splurge... Is it called the splurge?
The sploosh.
The sploosh. Oh my god, that is not fun.
Intense.
It's not fun. If I want to get wet, I'm going to stand on the bridge.
Did you ever stand on the bridge?
Yeah.
For the sploosh?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you get hit with freaking million pounds of water.
Yeah. It was a very hot day, and I'm like, let's do this. This is fun.
No, I don't get that close to it. I'll stand in the rocks around it, because you can see how far the mist. Water comes out. I'm just I just need a mist.
It's like sitting in the splash zone of SeaWorld.
No, seriously.
That was fun. You're sitting there with your ponchos. You're sitting there with your ponchos, and you're just like, yay!
I tried really the log flume again when I was 16. You should have seen my face on the picture that it took when it went down.
People scream in horror movies they're going to die?
Yeah.
But you actually believe that they might die? That's about it. That's about what I do.
Gosh.
I used to ride the little roller coaster. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried the new one that they built, the purple one. I haven't tried that one yet.
At Knoebels?
Mm-hmm. They took out that white one for... I've heard a lot of rumors as to the reason why. But yeah, they built a new one. It's purple, and it goes a little bit higher.
From what I remember of the Twister...
The Twister's another wooden one.
The Twister wasn't bad, of what I remember from it.
The only thing I don't like about that is it jerks you a lot, and if you try to, like, hold your...
Yeah.
Like, hold yourself to the side, like, it hurt my neck the one time. Mm.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that.
I think we went to... Was it Dorney Park once, and they had the Mighty Mouse? Where it's really, it's a little teeny tiny carp, and you just...
Well, the Wild Mouse at Hershey Park.
Maybe.
I think it's I'm not sure. It's like a, you're in this tiny little cart, but it's like, whips you around sides and stuff. That one's pretty fun, but it's not really that one either. Roller coaster type.
I don't like that either. It had a drop, and I didn't like it.
I like that.
It had one drop, and I'm like,
My favorite ride, I think, at Knoebels is the Fandango. The one with the, it's a big circle, and you sit in it facing outwards,
that's like the new pendulum one they built, like, by the Alamo, isn't it? It's like, right across from, like, the Merry Mixer and the Balloon Race.
No.
No?
It's right up from the Phoenix.
Okay, that one. The one that's, like, the giant pendulum?
Yeah, it's a pendulum. And it goes like this, and then it also spins, like, this way a little bit. And that one is so much fun.
Yeah, nope.
Really, really fun.
My favorite one, other than the Cosmotron, is the, I like the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Yeah.
Tilt-A-Whirl's fun.
Mm-hmm. Tilt-A-Whirl's a lot of fun. It could go faster for me, actually.
I used to love the paratrooper one when I was a kid. The one that's on the other side of the teacups from the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Yeah. Is that the one with the umbrellas? Where you steer it? Oh, wait, paratroopers with the umbrellas.
Yeah.
There's the flyer things that you can, like, steer. Those are
fun. They moved those. I don't remember where they're at now. Because they were by the Whirlwind, but then, like, they started
They still are, because they're near the bobsled ride. They're right close to it.
I know they put in the spinny thing, like, you're in the cage thing, and you can rock it, and
that,
like, spin
yourself.
That one, I think,
is near it, too. Pepper shakers? Yes. I think that's near it.
It's not
it's a circle. You're in the circle.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's self-propelled, like, getting yourself upside down.
Yeah.
And Jeff and I tried it once, and we almost got there. I'm like, no, stop. Seriously, fucking stop.
I don't want to be upside down!
Does Bill or Jeff like roller coasters?
Jeff no.
Yeah.
Bill doesn't.
No.
Which is good, because our vacations are...
Going to Knoebels with you guys is going to be awesome!
Yeah. Going to Knoebels with us will be so much fun! We will ride nothing! We'll get on basically nothing. I ride probably 5 rides. We will eat so much food, and
closest thing to a ride is at the food court near the Haunted Mansion, where the top spins and it makes you feel like you're moving.
Yeah, basically that.
The pizza and that place has got, like, the different Cesari's. Kinds of potatoes.
Seriously.
The Dippin' Dots, and then, like, the hard serve ice cream, and the soft serve. And the French fries from the Alamo. Oh my god.
And then they have the sweet tea.
The frozen sweet tea?
The frozen sweet tea.
Oh. They have flavors to add to it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, raspberry
or
peach.
They make your own slushy bar that they put in by the carousel. Oh, my god. Oh, shit.
And they have those sugar tubes that you just fill it with the colored sugar.
Sandy candy. You know, I used to actually sell that stuff at, like, I used to go to craft fairs, like, with, like, the Woolly Worm Festival, like, the kid craft fairs. I had, like, 90 different flavors of candy, and then we sold the tubes, and, yeah, it was just something really goofy.
That's awesome.
It was good, though. I think I still have a whole shitload of it. Maybe I'll get it and bring it over.
An ideal vacation for me and Bill would be, let's go to museums.
I like
museums. Let's go to Gettysburg and go on a ghost tour.
Yeah, Jeff and I want to take, like, a long weekend, or maybe even a week, and spend it in D.C. Mm-hmm. Because there's, like, fucking how many museums there? There's, like, 8 Smithsonian.
Definitely. Yeah, we want to go to the Smithsonian pretty bad.
I really want to go to the Postal Museum.
Postal Museum?
Yeah, there's, like, a post office museum in D.C. It's pretty small.
That's amazing.
I want to go to the Mutter Museum.
Oh, I went there. Jeff and I went once, and it was so crowded and so fucking hot inside.
That sucks.
We had a hard time enjoying it. And, like, I got wigged out, like, really bad, because I think Morgan was, like, a year, maybe two at the time we went. And we went without her. And there's, like, one room. There's just, like, a ton of, like fetuses in jars and, like, fetus skeletons. I'm like, I can't fucking handle this.
Aww.
What museum is this?
Mutter Museum. It's in Philadelphia. It's the it's like it's the like Pennsylvania Medical Science Museum or something.
Like medical oddities and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it used to only be open to medical students for, I forget what university. I want to say Temple, but I'm pretty sure that's not right. But,
I don't know.
Yeah, it used to only be open to medical students, and then they opened it to the public. And it's a two-story museum. It's really cool. They have the soap woman in there.
Oh, yeah, the lie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where, I was just thinking about other vacations. Like, were there other places that you guys have, like,
vacationed
at? What about you?
Did you guys go to the beach and stuff?
We went to the beach for our honeymoon, but it was, like, mid-June, so, like,
yeah, I hate the
water
beach
was kind of fucking cold.
Yeah.
So we just, like, we walked along the beach. We went to Chincoteague and Assateague for our honeymoon.
I'm actually going to the beach with my mom coming up. It'll be the second time I've ever been to the beach in my life.
Yeah, where are you going?
Maryland? I couldn't name the beach if you said it. It started with an A, I think. But it's a very unheard of beach, because it's only kind of for, like, only the locals really kind of know about it.
That's cool.
So it'll be kind of neat. I'm pretty excited about it. She invited me, and she's like, hey, do you want to go on vacation with me? And I'm going on a vacation already, and I don't think I'm going to have very much money. And she's like, oh, no, we're staying with your cousin, and, like, the beach is free, and your other cousin is driving us there. And I'm like,
okay.
I'm in!
It's not going to be just me and you? Cool!
All right, Mom, let's go!
By the way, Ashley's mom, I know you listen to
this. Yes, please stop listening.
I don't smoke pot, so stop thinking that about me.
Mom.
Not that I have anything against weed, like, I 100% think it should be legal or at
very
least
decriminalized.
Which
is exactly the same thing I explained to her,
but
too.
Does your mom hate people that smoke pot?
I don't smoke pot because I don't
pot.
Like being high.
Oh.
So.
She doesn't like drugs. She doesn't like alcohol.
Your
She's
mom's
just...
no fun.
Yeah, I went... I guess I really haven't had that many vacations. Like I said, when I was a kid, I think we went to Florida 2 or 3 times when I was young. I know I went to Quebec with my 8th grade French class.
I've never been to Canada.
Yeah. I want to
it
go to Canada.
It was fun.
I do want to go to Canada.
I have a friend who lives in Toronto. Like, I need to make, like, just a weekend and be like, hey, Gary, can I stay at your place?
Yeah, I would love to go to Canada again now, you know.
I need to get on Facebook.
Like,
and
British
some
Columbia
chat
or
network
something.
And kind of meet some people in Canada and be like, hey! No, you shouldn't do that. That's a terrible idea.
Actually, it's really not. I mean, it's what social networking is there for.
Yeah. I don't trust people.
Yeah.
But I should make a list of, like, places that I want to see and cross them off. And I know the I know Niagara Falls is one of them.
Yeah, I've heard it's better from the Canada side.
Yeah.
Tucci's riding his bike to Niagara Falls next week.
I know, I saw that. Crazy motherfucker.
What? Yeah, I think he's leaving next Saturday or Sunday. He's riding his bike there. I'm like, you're crazy.
How long is that going to take him?
I think a week. I don't know. He can usually ride 50, 60, 70 miles a day.
Yeah, I think he's planning to do at least 50 a day. Yeah. So, I mean, what, Niagara is...
I don't know how far away it is.
4 hours, so that's... I don't even know how many fucking miles that is.
What do you
Five
do
hours?
While you ride a bike? Do you put in headphones and, like, listen to stuff? Or?
I don't think so. I mean, it's not smart to wear headphones when you're riding a bike. Because you have to be able to hear traffic and stuff.
Right.
I don't know.
You do
just,
a lot of thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's actually, AJ describes it like he's like super relaxed and like that's, he
A lot of people,
it.
It's like a form of meditation.
Yeah.
Just think, vibe to clear their heads.
I've never been able to meditate. I really want to, and I want to learn how to do that. Like, learn how to be calm. And I'm okay with, like, I've gotten to the point in my life, I'm getting there. I've gotten to the point in my life where, like, I don't need to be around people all the time.
Yeah.
I like to be alone. I like when it is quiet.
Yeah. I'm definitely not as high strung as I used to be.
Yeah.
I used to get freaked out, like, if I wasn't
and
hanging
I think
out
part
with
honestly, the older you get.
I think part of it's also, like, not having to deal with the general public on a daily basis. Like, I deal with my kid.
That's helped me a lot, too.
And she frustrates the shit out of me sometimes.
I just got back. Today was my first day back to work after, like, a week of not having to do with anything. Immediately walk in the door and the woman gives me attitude. I'm like, I just got here!
What do you want from me?
Really? Leave me alone. Come on!
My favorite vacation, though, was Maui. I went to Maui. My aunt actually lives in Maui.
Shit.
She's a fan of the podcast, too. Hi, Aunt Wanda.
Hi, Hello. Aunt Wanda.
She, like, pretty much lives, like, this amazing, like, life. She has, like, a little mini farm with a pig and some poodles, the Poodle sisters.
That's amazing. Nice.
I love your aunt.
Yeah. Oh, you would absolutely adore my aunt. She's the coolest person ever.
I want to be that person when I'm older. I want to be like the cool older aunt that's like, yeah, I'm a cool spinster who never got married and meet my seven dogs.
she when we went there, my mom and I went, and it was 2004. I had actually was in a car accident when I was with my mom, and we got rear-ended. So I ended up with like $5,000 or something because I bounced my face off the dashboard.
Odie is in here.
He's snoring. He's probably
awake. So I ended up going with her to Maui to visit my aunt, and it was really cool because like her and her girlfriend would show us all like the non-touristy places on the island. Like, they took us, like, hiking through freaking bamboo forest to, like, this ridiculously amazing waterfall, and we were picking up, like, fresh guava off the ground and eating it, and, like, it was... We went snorkeling, and my aunt's girlfriend dove down and, like, grabbed a sea turtle and, like, swam it up to us, and we were petting it, so it was just crazy. It was amazing. But I recommend anybody that can go to Hawaii, go.
Definitely.
Go. Where are some places, like, you want to go?
I'm not into anything very tropical.
Yeah.
Being a redhead, tropical sand, beaches, sunshine.
I would like to go to, like, one of those, like, white sand beaches in the Caribbean where Although the water's, like, crystal gorgeous. Clear. Because I don't fucking get in the ocean because it's dirty, nasty, and I can't see shit.
Yeah.
The Atlantic's disgusting.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, well, at least northern Atlantic, where we live.
Beaches are very pretty, but I know, like, because I'm going to the beach in, like, a week or two, I'm just like, I'm going to need a really big floppy hat and some SPF 80.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was looking, the Target has big floppy hats.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I got one last summer.
I hate baking. Like, I can't bake in the sun or anything, so I don't really do beaches.
That's just a bad idea for me.
Yeah.
My mom's bringing an umbrella because she's like, we're gonna need this.
I mean, even sitting under an umbrella, like, I don't like being, like, outside when it's, like, hot and the sun's beating down. Even if I'm covered, I don't
see,
do
I'm
it.
Okay with it, because I can, like, lay in the pool as long as, like, I'm wearing sunglasses. I can still, like, dunk down.
I'm not a pool person. I don't like getting into pools. I don't even really necessarily like swimming, but... Even the ocean feels different, like, at Hawaii. Like, you get in the water, it doesn't have, like, this disgusting, like, salty, slimy, like, nasty, dirty feeling when you get out of it. It was just, it was really nice. But it was also, like, very temperate there. It wasn't, like, super hot. It was beautiful. It
sounds so cool.
It is nice.
Bill's parents go on vacation every year to, like, they go on a cruise, and they'll go to Dominican Republic.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't remember, but
one of those
they places. Take pictures and like the water is actually blue.
Yeah.
And there's palm trees and like everything there is just beautiful.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Should try to talk Bill into going sometime. I know he's against like boats.
We're
as well,
pretty close to talking him into hopefully like maybe a cruise or something. I think it would be really neat. My mom actually wants me to go on a cruise with her.
Just go to the doctor like I did.
Like, my dad will not go on a boat.
Oh, really?
He won't go on a plane. He will not go on a boat. There's no way he'd go to a beach.
Yeah, my dad is the same fucking way.
Yeah, so my mom wanted me to go with her, and I'm just like, I'm a redhead, Mom. I know you don't burn, I burn.
Stay indoors the whole time.
Jeff and I, before we found out my brother was actually gonna fly in this summer for a wedding, we were planning to go see him earlier in the year, and talked to my doctor about it. I was like, I've never flown before. I am super afraid of heights. I am super anxious about this. help me out there a little?
Can you knock me out?
Yeah. He gave me a prescription for some lorazepam, which I filled before I found out we weren't going. So now that's sitting at home in my medicine cabinet. But,
oh my gosh.
You know, you get billed to go to the doctor and get him some shit to fucking relax.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Take this pill and have a cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that's a terrible idea. Don't give someone, like, a relaxer and then a cocktail, because he'll be fucking face down on the deck.
That might be better for him, though.
Yeah. He's not going to enjoy anything.
We'll have to drag his ass out.
That's just a bummer.
We'll wake you up when we're there.
But yeah, I'd like to do a cruise, you know, visit the typical places like Hawaii, California, like Australia, New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Like to do just like bounce all over Europe. I'd really like to go to like India and Egypt.
I would love to go to Egypt.
The only place I've never really been interested. Yeah, I've never really been interested to go to Japan or China. I don't know. I don't know why it freaks me out so bad.
Population density.
I think so. Like, if you don't go, and India too. Like, India is like holy fuck. Very
great with crowds. Yeah. So.
If you don't go to like cities, like big cities in Japan, like I could see you and AJ doing like a tour of like rural Japan, like going to monasteries and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, like don't go to fucking Tokyo.
Right. Yeah. My mom did a trip. She used to do trips with my grandmother, not her mom, but my dad's mom. They went to China. And, like, did a whole, like, big tour thing.
It'd be Australia, New Zealand. I'd like to see the Great Wall. Yeah, but, she did. Not really anything else in China. Yeah. Like,
well, she did, like, she saw, like, that, like, army of, like, clay soldiers.
Oh, the
terracotta
soldiers?
Yeah, like, she saw that and, like, the Forbidden City and stuff. But it wasn't, you know, she didn't go into, like, big cities. And it was, like, older people tours and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, so. I mean, I think that would be okay as long as somebody was, like, you gotta be here at this time. Like, I'm, like, really kind of a strict itinerary type person. Like, I kind of freak out if I'm just kind of left to my own designs. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very, like...
Phil and I went to Cleveland, Ohio this last week, and I had everything planned.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, this is where we're going. This is where I think we should eat.
Yeah.
This is where we're going the next day, and this is where I figured out we could eat. And, like, we ended up just asking people.
Yeah.
Like, you just go up to the hotel, like, you go to the receptionist and be like, hey, where's a good place to eat?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, what are you into? We're like, burgers. Burgers and beer. And she's like, go to Max and Irma's. And we went there, and oh my god, it put Red Robin to shame.
It doesn't take too much.
Yeah, but no, like, it put it, like, I'm probably never going to go to Red Robin again.
Yeah.
Because it's never,
either,
it is never going to even come close. Yeah. It's not even, nope. And they cooked the burger the exact way that Bill wanted it, which was bloody rare. And my burger was, like, delicious, and they had PBR on tap, and they served it to you in an actual, like, collector glass.
Nice.
To which he, I don't want to rat him out, but, like, he acquired one.
Well, aren't they collector glasses?
Yeah, you're supposed to collect them.
You don't actually get to keep the glass. But, yeah, no, it was an awesome
place. Yeah, Jeff's parents just got back from Germany, and they had, like, they sort of had an itinerary. They went, because they're members of a Lutheran church. Like, mm-hmm. they're very much into the Lutheran sect of Christianity, so...
That's what I was raised.
Germany is gearing up, because, like, the 400-year Luther celebration thing is happening soon. So they went, not with the church, but with other, like, Lutheran people to, like, this big thing Germany was doing. And, like, there was, like, a schedule if you wanted to do those things. Like, you didn't have to, like... There is a bus leaving from, like, the hotel to Berlin tomorrow at 3:00 if you want to go.
Right, right, right. Which, that's actually a pretty cool way to do things, you know.
They do a bus trip. I think it's Catawissa Bus Company. We'll do bus trips to New York. Mm-hmm. It's $41 a ticket. And
well, there's lots of places around here that do that.
They
kind
just
of stuff.
Drop you off in Times Square.
Yep.
Pick you up a couple hours later.
Yep.
My grandma used
and
to do...
so much fun.
Not the grandma I talked about in the last episode, but my mom's mom used to do a similar thing. She lived in like an apartment building for old people,
right,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she and her friends from the building would get together, and like once a month,
yep,
they would all like pay tickets, like $13, to take a bus trip to Atlantic City for the, yep, day. I'm like, go, grandma.
It's cool. We used to go, my mom used to take, like, my aunts and my mom and I would, we would go to New York to go to like shows and stuff when we were, when I was younger. Like, I went to see Cats and
others. I've seen Phantom, and that's the only thing
I saw. Phantom.
Everybody's fucking seen it.
Yeah, I saw that in school, though. That was,
yeah, so did, yeah, I.
But it was so good.
It was. Oh, God, that's one of my
and
favorites.
I, oh, yeah, saw 42nd Street.
I really want to see Avenue Q, and, yeah, I'd like to see Hedwig, but that's, like, almost never on Broadway anymore.
I want
to. Is that Book of Mormon or whatever still on Broadway?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I want to see that.
I think it,
oh,
is,
God,
too. The,
yes,
Lion King is still on Broadway.
I'd like to see that.
The,
too,
Lion King would be cool. I'm not 100% if I, you know, if I had the opportunity, I probably would.
It'd be cool to at least watch, like, the fucking costumes I've seen.
Well, yeah. Ridiculous. Very cool. I want to see Wicked, like, no one's business.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I'd love to see Wicked.
But yeah, for vacation, so like an itinerary, something that's like, I would think that that would be something that would be important,
it's,
for me.
It's funny.
It was important for me too, but I went off of it.
Yeah. Well, you kind of venture from it a little, mm-hmm, bit.
Because it's nice to go around to like local people and like meet new people. Bill and I have kind of branched out, and we started talking to like, just, you start talking, mm-hmm, to people that, yeah, you meet, and like.
And that's Bill wherever he goes, though.
Yeah.
He talks to everyone. Yeah,
he really does. We met quite a few really cool people on the trip.
But funny, we were talking about New York. Jeff and I were probably dating like less than a year, and his family took a long weekend to New York because his uncle lives up there. Gay uncle lives in Queens.
Love it.
Love it, seriously. And it was funny, like the same weekend we went was actually like the New York Tattoo Convention. Mm. So like, his parents like went and like dicked around at like some carnival thing or whatever was happening just outside of Times Square. We go to the tattoo convention and we get to like hang out with like Bill and Ruth for a little bit and like just mingle with tattooed people. And it was like the theme that year was like freak show or sideshow, and it was really cool. They had these like big like old like sideshow banners,
the posters,
hanging up.
It was
fun. It was a good time.
I went to Vegas with Tucci one year for the piercing convention.
Oh, yeah, you did. You and Natalie went.
Yeah, Natalie. Oh, my God. It was so much fun. But again, I bring up the itinerary thing. Like, we didn't have a plan,
yeah,
of what we wanted to do. And, like, Tucci was at the convention all day. So Natalie and I were, like, left to our own devices. And we're like, well, where do you want to go? Like, what do you want to see? Do you want to go see this casino and this casino? And it was like, there was so much to do, and we didn't know,
yeah,
anything, you know? So we ended up just, like, they had this bus where you could pay, like, $8 and then ride for 12 hours, like, as much as you wanted or something like that. Huh. And it would just go up and down the strip. But, like, we went to the Stratosphere, and we rode, like, the rides at the top of the Stratosphere, which were creepy, and they were insanely scary. But, like, I didn't go see any shows or anything like that because I didn't know.
I'd love to see Cirque du Soleil, but it's, like, hella expensive and sold out, like, forever in advance.
And there's, like, you know what? I actually have an in at Cirque du Soleil. There's a girl that I went to school with that, well, she was a couple years below me, but I was friends with her, and I saw her on Facebook. She actually works for Cirque du Soleil.
It's crazy.
Yeah, like, their web design or some shit, and I'm like,
it's the way to do it.
Whenever I go on a trip, I'm like, okay, we're going to Cleveland, Ohio. What's in Cleveland, Ohio? And then
I'm guessing the main selling point was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was the main point. I wanted, that was the deciding factor that we were going to Cleveland. And then we were like, well, while we're here, what else is there?
Yeah.
So then we went to the Museum of Natural History, which was
always a good time.
Freaking awesome. Mm-hmm. And the Modern Art Museum in Cleveland, I don't know if that was the actual name of it, but that was really cool, and that was the first time Bill had ever been to an art museum.
And oh,
you
guys liked
found
it?
Out
you liked it?
I liked it. I loved it, and I already knew that I was going to love it because I love art museums, but he loved it too. So now I know that the next time we go on trips, art museums are a
What's
possibility.
What's really neat is if you
and
ever.
And it was free.
Nice.
It was completely free to go in.
If you ever make your way down to Pittsburgh, they have just, like, the Andy Warhol Museum. It's really cool.
I do want to see that. I love him.
I went to New York to visit, well, actually, my friend, a good friend of mine got tattooed, was getting a sleeve by Paul Booth.
Oh,
so
nice.
So I was going up with her every now and then. So every time we would go up, like, I think Tucci came up with me one time, my friend Steph, like, we met up with my friend Denise the one time we're up there, who lived in Brooklyn.
How is Denise?
She was just home last weekend. I got to hang out with her. She's doing really wonderful.
I mean, she and I were, like, never really friends. We kind of, like, ran in the same circles, though. Mm-hmm. She's had a kid.
Yeah, she has a, I think he's a little over one, Augie.
Yeah.
He's freaking adorable.
I'm so jealous of that bitch, like, looking like she was never even pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that girl. I can't, honestly, like, going out with her in public, like, anybody would make any other female feel like the ugliest girl on the planet.
Seriously.
Because, honest to God, like, every single guy that looks at her is like, holy shit. And then they don't even, like, look twice. Not that I give a shit, you know, if people are, like, talking to me or whatever, but they're, like, literally just, like, hanging on her. It was so funny. We went to the Town Tavern in Lewisburg, and there were guys, like, they would come up and stand behind her and, like, be, like, elbowing her and, like, bumping her, or, like, fake falling on her and shit. Just doing anything they possibly could just to get her to, like, glance around and so they could start conversation with her. It was...
I'm guessing she wasn't falling for any of that shit,
Oh, my God, no. Because she was, like, I'm sitting at the end of the bar, like, in a kind of a corner, and she was sitting next to me, like, looking at me. So she was facing the wall. Mm-hmm. So, like, anybody that would come up and stand next to her at the bar, like, to her back, like, it was funny because I'd be, like, looking at her, I'd be like, do not turn your head even remotely right now, because there's a guy, like, he's like looking at her, like, every 3 seconds, just hoping to catch her eye. And I'm like, it is
wow.
Ridiculous. It's actually pretty comical. She's like one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen, and she does not think that she is. So she's not, like, a dick about it, you know, like.
She's the kind of pretty girl I just want to punch in the face. I know. I'm like, you're pretty, just fucking accept it.
I know.
How do you not know?
I know, like, and she could easily be a fucking model, and she has no desire.
Jeff, like, has
she
a really good friend like that, Katie. She's fucking gorgeous, and she's just like,
whatever.
She goes out to Utah every now and again and does modeling for, I think it's like Pop Cosmetics or something. Mm-hmm. Like, her face has been on, like, giant posters in stores, and she's like, whatever. Like, shut up, Katie!
Yeah.
Shut up!
You're pretty!
Yeah. Denise, like, she just, I don't know. She constantly tell me how beautiful I am, and I'm like, you're a fucking asshole. Just look in a goddamn mirror, dick.
Seriously.
She's so funny. I'd love her to death. I wish she lived around here. She needs to. But no.
Yeah, whatever. She's doing what she does.
She does. She's going to school now, so.
Does she still have, like, the vegan thing? Oh, or well, the restaurant or whatever?
No, she was working at a place. She's working at some place right now. She was working at a place called Earth Fair, and it was like a, you know, natural whole food, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think she's working at some kind of place that makes pizza-ish stuff. I don't know exactly, but like, she's going to school. She's trying to buy a house. She's, like, nice. Doing the mom thing, and, like, she's. Just she should be doing pretty good. She seems like she's doing really well. She's not together with the dad, but she's gonna stay out there just to make sure her kid grows up, you know, with his dad.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of respect for that.
And
it's a bummer because I wish she lived closer.
Yeah, a lot of respect for the fact that, you know, she's not being a total dick and be like, oh, we're not together, then fucking peace.
Yeah.
Or, like, we have to stay together because we have a child.
No, oh my God, no, no.
It's like, way to be a fucking adult. Yep. Thumbs up, high fives.
Yeah, she's great. But, yeah, freaking, I want to go visit her sometime. Yeah. I can't remember where the heck, what we were talking about before we got off on that tangent.
Kind of travel. How did we get
there?
Oh,
yeah, so New York City.
Yeah.
Freaking, I would go up there, so we would go from museum to museum, and, like, we went to the Natural History Museum. That one was freaking awesome.
Yeah, I was in the one in New York, and it's amazing.
I like the MoMA in New York, like, the one that's a big... That's No, the Guggenheim. The one that's a big spiral.
Yes.
The MoMA, though, I went there. I think I was with Tucci, maybe, and Steph, too. But Tia was getting tattooed, and we're walking around, and I was like, I wanted to go because they were having a huge, oh, Jesus, I can't even think right now. It's not Van Gogh. A big, like, Van Gogh exhibit. And
that's weird.
And I think it was Van Gogh. Starry Night, right?
Yeah, yeah. I just like it was modern art Van Gogh. Just
oh yeah, no, yeah, he was. I think considered modern. I don't know Picasso instead. Like they had a Picasso
Van Gogh
paintings in
and
there.
Picasso are both in there. And Picasso, his blue period. Yeah. They had like a whole section. The last time I was there. So.
I always associate modern art with like pop art, and I guess that's not entirely correct.
No, it's not, because there's different sections of it. But then that's the thing that pissed me off, because I'm walking around and I'm looking at the pop art or whatever, and there was a fucking canvas on the wall that was just blank.
Yeah.
And it was just blank. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, that's not fucking art. There was a goddamn suit hanging on a hanger, like up on the wall, like this brown suit. I'm like, that to me is not fucking art. There was a big white canvas.
I feel the same way with you.
Yeah, there's a big white canvas
I don't get it.
What they did was they taped like a piece of paper in the center of it and then like rolled black paint around the edges and then peeled the paper off. So all it was like a white canvas with like black with a box in the middle. It was fucking retarded. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that word, but it was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. That is not art to me. There was a pile, there was like an 8-foot tall pile of fuzz in the middle of the fucking floor. Sorry, dude, that's not art to me.
That's garbage. The art museum that we went to in Cleveland, they had this piece. This, I was like, okay, art maybe not, but that's fucking cool. They had, we walked by it, and it's this clear glass room, so you can see from like, because we weren't even in the room. And we went through the hallway next to it, and it was just, imagine you're standing in the center of a room, and there are knives, chainsaws, just any random sharp, rusty object flying towards this center point in the room, and I'm like, okay, now that's freaking cool.
That's pretty cool.
And you can actually walk, like, through it.
Yeah.
I love big installations like that.
That kind of stuff I can totally get into.
But
a blank white canvas or a suit hanging on the wall, it doesn't take anything to make that. It's not like you have this vision, you know? Like, I don't know. I don't understand. I guess I don't understand it, but there was another one that was like 4 pieces of paper, like framed next to each other, and each one had like a fucking scribble on it. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, no, like, I don't even know what that means.
Then I'm looking at a Then I'm looking at a fucking Picasso painting, and I'm like, that's fucking art.
That's art.
You know? Like, that's art.
I love that, man.
That's art.
Artists who... I don't believe you have to suffer for your art. I don't... But the artists who did suffer for their art, the artists who did suffer for what they put on the canvas, you can tell... And
but those were also artists that weren't, like, they were being artists for the sake of being artists. They weren't trying to make money off of it.
Because none of them did really make money off of it when they were alive.
Their estate did after they were dead.
Yeah. But no, like, and that's the kind of art that I really actually really like. I like to look at a painting and kind of imagine what the artist was feeling at that time. Mm-hmm. I like to look at it and know, like, obviously Picasso's Blue Period is a it's a giant slap in the face. Obviously, he was massively depressed. Mm-hmm. And then he comes out and does this weird picture. I don't know if you've seen it, where it's like almost like clowns, but not really clowns. They were like French...
like mimey type?
Yeah, kind of, but like
performance.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what the name of it. And I'm just like, oh, so he got a little better. All right. You know, and I like to be able to look at it and just be like, okay, you know, I can kind of see what, you know, you were going through at that time in your life. And that's just very cool.
Yeah. That's different. I mean, that to me is different. Like, I can look at, like, Impressionism, like, and, well, I don't really like it as much, you know, like,
you know,
abstract. I'm not really a huge abstract
I'm really
either, but I can appreciate it a little more than, like, not even putting anything into it.
It's funny because right before we started this, we talked about like, oh, we can't do an art episode.
We can't do an art episode.
What are we talking about?
Hey, surprise.
And what are we doing?
Oh, maybe we can.
Well, this will be the vacation / art episode.
Yes.
Well,
Artcation.
Well, the thing there is, like, go. I vacation in museums. So.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, God, dude, I love museums.
I
seriously.
Love museums.
Other
They're
than
amazing.
Museums, like, the only thing I like to do is, like, conventions. Then there's a handful of conventions I'd like to get to. Dragon Con in Atlanta, that's like a big like steampunky kind of convention.
I love steampunk stuff.
Oh my god, seriously.
I don't have anything and I don't have the talent to like make the stuff yet, but I have all the part, like I have a whole lot of like parts and stuff that I could make stuff, but I don't know.
Like a really big selling point for me going is like Voltaire performs there almost every year, and I fucking love Voltaire. He's awesome. He's a giant nerd. He, like, you look at him, it's like, oh, yeah. But, like, if you think about it, he was totally, like, the creepy kid in high school. Like, he totally was.
I don't know.
Like, he was the creepy fucking goth kid.
Isn't Voltaire, like, an old writer?
That's where he got his name from. I think Voltaire might actually be part of his real name. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm not familiar with him, then.
I'm not familiar either.
No, yeah, he's awesome. He, look him up.
Okay,
I will.
He's great.
I would love to go to like nerdy conventions. I've never been to one. Like, I really, really want to go to one. The only ones I've been to are a handful of horror conventions.
Mm-hmm.
So I've met like horror actors and stuff.
I need to get me to one of them.
They are so much fun. There's a huge one at least twice a year. I think it's in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. It's mm-hmm. Monster Mania. That's mm-hmm. the one I've been to a bunch of times. And I met like really cool like vendors and stuff. And
yeah, a friend of mine went there a few years ago and like actually has a picture of her being like strangled by I want to say it was Kane Hodder. Or one of the guys that played Leatherface. I can't fucking remember the names right now.
I have
now.
One
I'm
of me with
person.
Bill Moseley and Sid Haig, and one of them's choking me.
That's like classic Monster Mania picture, though. It's like, somebody choke me.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, someone looks like you're trying to kill me.
I met, Michael Berryman. Do you know who he is? He's the guy that plays, like, Cleavon the Chicken Fucker in...
Oh, God.
Like, the big, tall, weird-looking guy who always plays, like, scary monster guys. Like, oh, my God, to talk to him, he's, like, the most eloquent, like, mm-hmm. wonderful... Like, he is
yeah, I've seen stuff.
Person.
Like, when he's not being, like, weird, yeah. inbred, hillbilly kind of dude.
His, like, enunciation is perfect. Like, he talks like this gentleman. It's
fucking
great.
Fucking smart
he
as shit
great.
Guy.
And Malcolm McDowell was like...
Oh, my God.
He was the sweetest person. Like, I walked up and he goes, oh, you are such a beautiful girl. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're so adorable. I love you.
Thank you, Alex.
I told him I loved him in Caligula. He was like, oh, my God, that was a really long time ago. I'm like, yeah, but it was
Caligula
awesome.
Was awful, though. Like, I know, oh, God, dude. I had a hard time sitting through that. I don't even know if I made it all the way through Caligula. I'm like, oh.
That guy was probably like, painful. He's probably going to be hiding in my closet later.
No. He was really sweet.
That's good.
And then I met Matthew Lillard. He was kind of a douche.
He seems like it. Like,
yeah. Real arrogant.
Was he the one in...
He was Shaggy in a Scooby-Doo
movie. No, I'm trying... Was he the one in a... No, he wasn't in American Beauty. He was in, like... I think he was in Not Another Teenage Movie.
No,
like,
he was in
playing
the... Not Another Teen Movie. That's the one making fun of it. It was the one with Freddie Prinze Jr. and the actual girl. Yeah.
She's all that? Yes, she's all that. Okay.
He played the douchebag that was on The Real World.
Yes, okay.
What an asshole.
Yes.
I swear, like that's what he's like in real life, too.
Oh,
like,
that's unfortunate,
because
I figured he would be a decent guy.
He wasn't, like, rude or anything to me. Like, he was, like, but it was funny, like, I was sitting next to him trying to get my picture taken, and he kept, like, turning his face, like, and, like, looking at me, and I'd, like, glance over, and he'd be like, and I'm like, what the fuck are you, like, he was making me laugh. Like, I don't know, he was just kind of being weird, but... Jason Mewes, too, like, he was at the very end of, like, signing autographs and shit, and he had just run out of pictures, and he was just like, I don't want to be here anymore. So he was kind of a douche, but Bruce Campbell, like...
Was he clean at the time?
He had real short hair, and, okay. but real skinny, though, like, I don't know if...
He was a fucking skinny dude, though.
He wasn't having a good day. I waited in line for a very long time to get Bruce Campbell's autograph. But the thing that pissed me off the most about that was you couldn't get your picture taken with him. He wouldn't let anybody, like, touch him. So you couldn't, like, go around the table.
I could see him being like that, though.
Yeah, and he only would do 400 signatures a day. Like, no more. And you had to, if you wanted a picture with him, you had to give your camera to, like, his guy. And then they would take a picture of you standing in front of him while he was signing your autograph. Like, that was the best picture you could,
yeah,
you could
and get. And unfortunately, nerd cons are a lot like that, too.
Yeah.
With ridiculous autograph prices. Like, we went to Comic-Con in New York, and, like, autograph prices range, I think the cheapest was like $25, and that was for like Phil Lamar, who was on like Mad TV and plays some voices on Futurama. And then like Adam West was like $80.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Signature.
Just his signature.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably not even like, do you get to talk to him or anything? Like, do you stand in front of him?
We didn't have, like, a lot of, like, extra spending money. We more or less just went for the experience. And we're like, fuck
it. At the Monster Manias, they're usually, I think they're, like, around $20-25 each for, even for, like, the everybody. You know what I mean? Like, that's the most expensive. I do remember I waited in line for at least 3 or 4 hours for Corey Feldman.
Nice.
And then I actually had to get out of line after waiting for that long because the Bruce Campbell Q&A was coming on, like, starting.
Oh, man.
And I had to go to that.
Yeah.
It was so, like, the theater was so packed, like, people were, like, jammed in there, asshole to belly button. We actually had to sneak in because they weren't letting any more people in. We snuck in, like, a side door.
Nice.
But he showed, like, a little 10-minute clip from it was when My Name is Bruce was coming out. So everyone, like, loved that. But he was, oh my god, he was hilarious. But the best Q&A panel that I saw was, I think, like, the House of a Thousand Corpses one with, like, Bill Moseley, Sid Haig, and, like, all the people from, like, the movie. There was a bunch of people there. I wish Rob Zombie would have been there, because I would have died.
Speaking of, like, famous
people. Was Chris Hardwick there?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Because he was in that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
There was something weird about Chris Hardwick where, like, Tucci and I had this huge discussion. Like, I thought for the longest time that Chris Hardwick was Otis. And I don't know why, because
Chris Hardwick was the one in the bunny suit.
I didn't even
He was one of, like, the four, like, teenagers at the beginning doing the documentary.
Really? Uh-huh. Okay.
Yep.
Because I remember seeing his name in the beginning. I'm like, who the fuck?
Yeah, I think he was, like, the last one to die. He's the one, like, on the table at the end.
It's been so long since I've seen that movie.
The closest I really got to famous people was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But what I realized there was, oh my god, they're so small!
Oh, they're a lot, like, of famous so people are little.
Little, but with big feet. They'll have very large, normal-sized feet.
But in general, like, that's dudes, though.
Yeah.
But then, like, they're just teensy-weensy. Like, they had the,
Dude, Tom Cruise is, like, a freaking midget.
Yeah.
He's, like, 5'6" or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, there are a lot they of had the famous
Rolling,
short
people. It was the 50th anniversary of the Rolling Stones getting inducted. And so they had, like, an entire floor for it. And Mick Jagger, they had, like, a couple of his outfits. And I'm just like, I stood next to them, and I'm just like, you're like
half my size.
Yeah, you're like 5 inches shorter than me, so you're like 5'2".
Yep, there are a lot of
so
short.
So little, and so skinny, like just little in general.
Yep.
Human beings.
Yep. Do you remember crazy. I can't remember the name of this actor. He played the pimp in Devil's Rejects, the one who's like, they went over to his little cabins and stuff, and he had,
look at,
like,
Ace Lynn for this one.
He was
I don't know names.
Do you know who I'm talking about? He was at
and I am also blanking.
He was at Monster Mania and walking around the floor, like, looking at the booths and shit when I was out there, and I walked up to this woman who did these incredible paintings that were all really creepy, like dolls and, like, weird people contorted, all insane.
No.
He was standing at her booth. No, her paintings are really amazing, though. But he was standing there at the booth, and I walked up, and he, like, was looking down my shirt, and he, like, put his arm around me and shit, and he's all like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, holy fuck, you're in the fucking movie. You're famous. You look cute.
You're looking at my boobs.
See, what's his name in the movie, Charlie?
Probably.
Black guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ken Foree? Yes. Foree?
Ken Foree. How do you spell it?
F-O-R-E-E.
Foree, I think it is. I can't remember. Foree? He was on the panel, the discussion panel, too, and he was freaking... He's hilarious. He's really, really,
yeah,
really
funny
guy.
Yeah, there's a still from Devil's Rejects at the top there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
He was cool.
Ta-da!
That was the actual, like, closest, other than, like, when you're getting your autographs and shit like that, you know? Sid Haig, like, they were... I know, like, Malcolm McDowell would hang out in the freaking bar of the hotel and stuff. Like, he would talk to anybody that would go up and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Sid Haig and his wife were out. They were just out fucking hanging out. I loved it. And I actually, the first time I went, I stayed for the whole weekend because I went with Natalie and her friends were vendors.
Oh,
and
nice.
So we were there for the whole fucking weekend. It was crazy.
Oh, God, my feet.
But... That's always a fun, like, mini vacation.
Yeah, cons are fun.
I like mini vacations most of all.
Yeah.
I like to go away for an entire week. This was the first year we actually got to go away.
Yeah.
It was so hard to come back.
Yeah.
I missed my dogs, though.
Yeah.
Like, I went from Saturday to Thursday not petting a dog, not touching a dog, not putting my face in them, be like, I love you.
Crazy.
Oh my God. I was considering going to a pet store just to pet one. Bill won't let me.
I love dogs.
He's like, you're ridiculous. But I... The first thing I did was, like, I came home and, like, laid on the floor with the dogs.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Didn't unpack anything. More hotels need to have
dogs
being allowed. It's not. But yeah,
well,
vacations are a ton of fun. Yeah. Everybody needs one.
You should go.
Even if it's just doing like a free thing, like in our area, we've got like mini beaches, state parks, like Halfway Dam or Po Valley,
And there's a lot of cheap like camping places that you can go to also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and normally if you go to like the old section of camping, like parks and things like that, if you go to like just the tenting part, you get in for like $20.
Yeah, you can rent like really good sized campsites at Halfway Dam and like, you know, take tents and stuff and
RB winter.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're fun. Well, we advocate vacations. They're good, they're fun, you know, whatever you want to do. Go to the beach, go to a convention, go to a museum.
Or save up money and take that trip that you've always wanted to, you know?
Yeah. You'd be amazed how much a penny jar can
go
get you.
Go sledding with sled dogs at the North Pole, you know? Whatever you want to do.
Fun. Let's do that.
I don't know. I kind of think that's like animal abuse, but that's another subject.
We've been talking, AJ and I have been talking about, like, when we get older, we want to go to France and watch the tour.
Oh, I could definitely see that.
Yeah, I want to do that.
That'd be very cool. No, so, we're all dreaming.
No. I think that's a good place to call it.
Vacations.
Maybe next episode we'll go over the whole nerd culture.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
That would be so great for you guys, though. Like, and it's so interesting for me. Like, I'm not really in it as much as you guys are, but I like it, and I always have.
Yeah,
it's a sore subject.
It shouldn't be. Just embrace the nerd.
It's gonna wear off. I fully embrace the nerd.
It's gonna wear off.
I just have to wait until
it's not as popular anymore. Yeah. Until all the Suicide Girls aren't wearing freaking black thick frame glasses,
which aren't real glasses.
Exactly.
Again,
don't even have lenses
subject
in them
for another fucking day. So I'm done with this podcast. So I'm
done with it.
Fucking out. I will see you jerks next week.
Bye.
We love you.
Love
Bye.
You.
Bye.